Chapter 12. Finally, free. Rictus watched Mr. Hood disappear. He was horrified.
You destroyed Mr. Hood's power,
he shouted.
Now I'm going to disappear too.
The skin on Rictus's face began to change colour, and soon he was dust too. A young girl touched Harvey's shoulder. Harvey didn't recognise her, but her voice was familiar. It was Mrs. Griffin.
Finally, I'm free. I came here many years ago. I was a teenager then,
she said.
I was a very good cook, and Mr. Hood liked my food. So I helped in the kitchen, and I grew old.
Mr. Hood stole your life,
said Harvey.
He was the thief of always.
Yes, he was,
said Mrs. Griffin.
But now I'm young and I can live my life again. Thank you.
Suddenly they heard voices. Wendell appeared with a big smile on his face, and Lulu too. She was a normal girl again. They were very wet and dirty from the lake. Some other happy teenagers were behind them. There were no more fish in the lake.
You're free,
Harvey said.
I can't believe it.
We're all free.
Lulu gave Harvey a kiss on his cheek. Wendell laughed.
Don't worry, Harvey. I'm not going to kiss you,
he said. The teenagers ran to the wall of fog. One by one, they walked through the fog and went home.
Are they returning to the past?
Asked Lulu.
Yes,
said Harvey.
Mr. Hood's magic disappeared, and the lost years disappeared too.
The fog is disintegrating,
said Wendell.
I can see the street.
Wendell, Harvey and Lulu were the last to leave.
We all arrived here at different times,
said Wendell.
And we're returning to different times.
Yes, we won't meet again,
said Lulu.
But I'll always remember you.
They said goodbye with sad smiles. Lulu left first, then Wendell, and last of all, Harvey. It was a cold February day in the street. Harvey arrived home and his parents were in the kitchen.
Hi, Harvey. Were you late for school this morning?
No, Mum. Everything was fine.
Harvey was very happy to be home with his family again.
I can't believe it,
he thought.
Everything is normal again, and I love it. I'll never feel bored again, not even in February.